Thank you, Chair. The need for access to remedy is widely agreed upon by governments, business, and other stakeholders. Allow me to quote UNGP 25. As part of their duty to protect against business-related human rights abuse, states must take appropriate steps to ensure through judicial, administrative, legislative, or other appropriate means that when such abuses occur within their territory and or jurisdiction, those affected have access to effective remedy, end of quote. We would encourage more clarity in the text to highlight that effective mechanisms provided by states is at the core of ensuring access to remedy. Second, as expressed by many member states today, we must acknowledge that access to remedy includes both judicial and non-judicial means. Often, it is the latter. While the justice system has a role to play, effective remedy is often best achieved both quickly and locally, and often informally, all while remaining consistent with the UNGPs. Lastly, we have serious concerns pertaining to 7.4D on measures to facilitate the production of evidence and on the reversal of the burden of proof. While this may be appropriate in exceptionally serious violations, we must not uproot the well-respected legal principle of innocent until proven guilty. This would violate due process and goes against the legal foundation in many jurisdictions. I thank you.